Robert Perišić, Marko Sršen, Marinko Koščec. Yeah, slow, don't you think? No. But we are fast when it comes to writing. It's a great honor and privilege to be here. I think it's a great project. I think this joint venture of Croatian Ministry of Culture, Croatian Embassy in London, Croatian Associations of Writers, Festival Welcome Croatia, Istros Books especially, it's a great thing, and of course of the authors here and the translators. Without their effort, without their talents and their skills and their hard work, I think this mission would be or stay impossible. And the mission is to promote and to present Croatian contemporary Croatian literature. So before starting, there's an old custom in Croatia, maybe dating from I think 7th or 8th century, to give a very very warm applause to the authors that are going to read. So please. I think it's as Mr. Ambassador said, this is a great selection, great way to promote Croatian literature, but culture. But I think it's a great way to promote Croatian literature with the authors invited to the programs around at the London Book Fair and around the London Book Fair. I really hope that this is just the first step. To do that, many others will follow, many other good books, Susie, and many others, many other occasions for us to meet in some other Europe houses. But there was one thing that Mr. Ambassador mentioned that I don't know how should we agree with it. Mr. Ambassador, who's son-in-law, by the way, is a great author himself, Croatian writer. He mentioned that we have small, or we live, or we live by small language. So I would like Daša Drndić here, who's a very peaceful person and sometimes edgy, sometimes. To tell me to start with this, you know, this concept, Dasha, what do you think? Are there big or small languages, big or small literatures?
Yes, unfortunately there are.
So you?
A little button.
Nothing. There's no red light. Is there supposed to be a red light?
It's Europe. Sometimes doesn't function, but at the end, you know, finally.
Well, yeah, we can philosophize, but there are small languages, and there are dominating languages, so we have to adjust. There are not small literatures. There's good literature and bad literature, I think.
So that's what I want to.
Yes, and of course, in Croatia, that's good literature. And then, yeah.
I mean, we are aware how important. And English language is to a Croatian writer to step
yes.
out.
Of you have very suggestive questions. All
no,
I can
no,
say
no,
is yes.
Just like lamentation.
Yes. You're right. Yes.
But I wanted yesterday on yesterday's event we were talking about themes, you know, and there was a
themes
like something you write about the subject you pick to write about.
Okay.
In Trieste, in a novel that is shortlisted for this year's Independent Prize for Best Foreign Fiction, published by Magnikov's Press in Croatia, the name original name was Sonnenschein. You show, and the rest of your work is you don't admit that there is such a thing that as a small literature, or that we should stick to small themes.
Well, yeah, I don't think there are small themes. Now everybody chooses his or her own themes. I really am not in favor of picking local themes. It just sort of isn't interesting for me. But as who was saying yesterday, somebody said that the context is important. Kostas, you said that you start. It's not important to. It's not necessary to be a patriot and write about this part of this country which is surrounded by some kind of boundaries. But you have to rely on something, on some experience from some place, right? So it can be a neighboring country. It can be part of the country that you are living in. It need not be. I don't know what my country means, really. I'm sorry, but I have passport.
You don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah, I have a passport belonging to a certain country. I'm a citizen of a certain country. I cannot have my country. I can have a street that I belong to. I can have a group of people that I belong to, but a whole country cannot belong to me. So I'm not in favor of pinpointing a certain locality. You can find more or less the same stories and the same joys and same sufferings in people all over the world. So I think it's irrelevant where it is set.
Everyone said, I think Marinko said, and I think we all agreed that when you start to write, you don't start to write as a Croatian author. You start to write as
well. There are people who write as Croatian writers, as Serbian writers, as so writers. American writers, and they touch upon the themes of their relevant to their countries, probably. But and that's such themes, I think, can be universal themes also. So we go from the particular to the general, or vice versa. I mean, there are no rules in writing. You can make a very locally placed book, write such a book that has universal importance. So I
would like to Marinko to jump in. Marinko is also a very important Croatian novelist, scholar, an editor himself. Yesterday on the event we had yesterday at Kids House, we were talking about what are we expected to give. For example, what an English reader would expect from us, from Croatian author opening book. So you said they would probably, or editor, UK editor. So you said they would probably expect to find some more massacres, some bloodshed, you know, some Syrian rapes or something. And there was a lady in the audience who said, "Oh, but I think the first association might as well be." Or might rather be beautiful beaches, you know, or a sun and a small country for big holiday or a great holiday. But as editor and as writer, what do you think? Is there a Croatian cliché? Is there something that you are expected as a Croatian writer maybe to write about? And how do you relate to it? I mean, I ask you for various reasons, but I let you answer this question.
I would like it to be specifically Croatian. I think then it would be easier to fight it. But I think it's unfortunately larger than that. We are not even perceived as Croatian authors abroad. Sometimes it's coming from ex-Yugoslavia, sometimes it's from the Balkan region, sometimes it's from those parts of the world that we don't go to. Those parts of us, well, they do have a literature there, and things like that. So it's very individual in which extent you will be able to fight this prejudice, and how much of this dilemma is going to influence your writing. Whether I'm going to accommodate to the expectation, or I will do my thing, I will please myself. As a reader of my book, I will please the ideal reader, a reader who doesn't exist, we all know. Or you actually design your book in order to fit some standards, some expectations. Some people do it very, very well and are successful and they achieve their goals. My goal as an author is to please myself in the first place, hoping, believing that someone will like the book. And it is most certain some of my origin, of my nationality, of my particularities, which do not belong only to my Croatian origin, but also to the region, to my climate, to all kinds of factors that influence me as a human being, will go through, no matter what my intentions are. So the book will write me as an author. The language will, everything my ancestors were, will somehow, or some of it, will go through it. No matter what my intentions are. As a reader, I do not especially read the book because it's French or American or English. I think literature is basically about gravity, no matter what the topic is, what the theme is. Gravity, excuse me for being long.
No.
I wanted to say that before you ask me my question. I just found my way to get to the point. It's something that wants us to lay down, not to maintain the upright position, leave alone sublimation, elevation, and spiritual transformation. Gravity wants us just to relax, not to move, not to think. And literature is fighting that, finding this moment of getting out of the moment, actually. Being able to overcome your origin, your whatever pins you to the ground, to the specific point. It's overcoming. It's getting out of the situation, looking further, seeing things that you haven't thought of, finding things, no matter what your intentions were.
That was a nice essay.
No, it was nice. But I would call it an anecdote. You talked a lot about it. Both Robert and Dasha, in their original titles of your novels, they are altered in English translations. Your title was Sonnenschein, it's now Trieste. Robert's title was Our Man in the Field, or how should I put it? Now it's Our Man in Iraq. So even in the title, we are adjusting to an expectation, you know, to something to a context that we suppose exist around us. So is a part of the gravity language itself? Is our language spoken by 4.5 million? In Croats, you know, Dasha is trying to kill me, you know. Now we are entering the linguistic waters, you know, with lots of sharks.
Okay.
But and a small percentage of the speakers write, so it's a really small.
8% of the population went to secondary school. Yeah, and I don't know which percent of people read at all.
Okay, we are getting too pessimistic. We are entering. Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna. I will ask Robert, but before that, I would like to ask. I think that the Croatian writer who feels most endangered here in London these days is Matko Sršen. Matko Sršen, because he's awarded playwright and director and poet, but he wrote a book for children, and he sneaked in the den of Harry Potter, you know. And how do you feel like in the land of Harry Potter being with a book of yours? I mean, it's a big language, big brand, global phenomena. You cannot avoid it. You cannot close your eyes. You know, you have to live it. Live with it. Does it affect you as a writer, or did it affect you?
I like Harry Potter. I find it.
Okay, yeah, I like it as well.
I one night
I was standing in the long, long row waiting for a new edition of the Persian.
So you was the guy.
Huh? I am father. That's all.
But when you wrote your book Odo Hokol and Kelly Rascal, did you feel the long shadow of Mordor maybe or?
No, because I wrote it before I read Harry Potter, and I told a lot of stories collected in this novel to my son when he was a baby, when he was a boy, little boy, every night before his sleeping time. It lasted years and years, and when he grew up, he asked me, when he became agent and editor, publisher, he asked me a favor to write it down, this collection of short stories I told to him. And as a result, I sat down and I wrote this book.
You were a great father. Croats are great fathers.
And I am not guilty. My son is guilty. One, she is sitting in the last.
But Matko,
no, and he is sitting and he must prove it.
The readers will prove it. But I wanted to ask you, so we have small languages, big languages. We have those global phenomena. It's hard to imagine that, I don't know, a character from Croatian book or from book written in Croatian become a Harry Potter, you know, Šegrt Klapić won't conquer the world, probably, although we would like. But how do you feel, I mean, what do you feel, is it that dictate of brands coming from bigger languages?
No, that's not important, really, in literature. When you are a writer, you write as you will. That's the field of absolute freedom. And no influence if you think on your way.
But if you want to sell, for example?
But why?
This experience I like.
I don't care. That's not... it's very dear to me. Because I wrote it for my son.
But your son wants to sell it.
Yeah. Maybe. Who cares about it? I don't care.
So you're not that good father, as I thought.
No. It's just enough for me that I wrote it. But when we speak about little language and so on and so on, I dealt with great literature. With Dubrovnik, City Republic literature. It was a great literature through the centuries. Nowadays, it's forgotten. And I am so sad for it. And I write my playwriting in old Dubrovnik language. Nobody in contemporary Croatia read them, these plays. Nobody knows. Nobody care about. We are also a little part of a big Croatian literature. But we are completely abandoned. That's the fact. But who cares about it? I am going on.
You're a Buddhist.
Writing these playwrights. No, I'm not Buddhist. I'm only a man. a part of him.
We talked these days about how important it is to promote Croatian literature. You raised the question of promoting the older Croatian literature. We are talking about Renaissance work.
Yes, we have a great playwright in Dubrovnik. We have, but we have also now. Sometimes we produce his plays on Dubrovnik Summer Festival, very long day. Very bad.
But what is more,
What
is more important, to translate new ones or older ones or both?
I think for a little nation like Croats, as itself, easy. it would be needed to translate all masters of the Croatian
like us.
And I will say only one story to the auditorium. The play happened on Duke in the time of Duke's weddings. Quartets of young lovers escaped, ran away to the woods nearby. They experienced a lot of plots in the fairylands. They were led by a little wizard whose name begins with a P. You know who was. One awkward old man fell in love with the fairy, and the story ended well on the wedding ceremony of this duke. What play I told about?
You're talking both about Shakespeare and Baudelaire.
You thought I spoke about Shakespeare, mm-hmm. But that is the same plot as Marin Držić, Croatian Shakespeare did. Just the same. And you will say, that is a plagiarism.
And before?
That is a plagiarism. Držić made plagiarism.
Yes,
I agree. But Držić made this plagiarism 40 years before Shakespeare. That's all.
That was a powerful statement. Think about it. I would like now to introduce if there is a pistolero of Croatian literature, contemporary Croatian literature, if there is a guy with sombrero, even without sombrero, it's Robert Perisic here. Just tomorrow he's leaving for United States to prove that he's the fastest gun of contemporary Croatian literature. His book Our Men in Iraq is published by Istres Books. Recently it appeared in the United States, but by which published Balloon?
Buenos Dias. Black Balloon published.
Black Balloon, yeah. So this is everything is in color, same color. It is endorsed by Jonathan Franzen, by big names, big shots. The great talent Robert Perisic, besides other talents that he obviously has, is his very refined nose. He anticipated very important movements in contemporary Croatian literature. He sensed where the winds are coming from, and he wrote a couple of books that turned out to be very important generational books and influenced a lot of younger authors. Let's say there is a Perisician vein in contemporary Croatian literature. He's both short story writer, poet, and a novelist. And with all those knowledges and senses and paranormal abilities, I would like to ask Robert following question. So in the milieu I belong, I'm editor amongst other things. You hear the word sexy, you know, connected not only to some other things but to books, related to books. So other editors, they want you to give them something sexy. So I ask Robert, do you think that Croatian literature is sexy right now?
My English at first is not sexy, especially when I'm surrounded with
like Radoš and Veđina,
two professors of the English, and I'm just professor of Croatian, and that was the only language I deal with. I don't know about sexy. You surprised me with that question, like with a lot of edits you said. But sexy in Croatian literature, I wouldn't say it is first thing. what comes to my mind.
What is the first? Okay, let's play psychiatrist.
First would be.
Don't say.
There is a word in a new Montenegrin language which is very good. This is new word with the new letter Ceskova.
Anguish, is it?
Like something like
that. Angst.
Uh-huh. Yeah, something like that. I would say that is but this with this Montenegrin word is a little bit
subtler.
Yeah.
You want to say that Montenegrins are more subtle than Croatians?
Yeah. No. It was just a digression. But about the sexy, we are more on that Thanatos.
We are closer to Thanatos than
I would say generally. Yeah. But of course, there is also writers who wrote a lot of about sex, but. sometimes they are boring, and it depends. Sexy also could be something which is not related with a good regulations and with the sex.
Yeah. I was referring to that. You know, I there was a rumor that Croatian literature
we
are on good track. There was a rumor that Croatian literature is the most interesting literature in the region, let's say. So Serbian authors were coming to Croatia telling the stories we didn't believe in, you know, about our own literature, Bosnians. And, so I think there was a moment in which all those literatures gravitated, maybe they still are, or with certain parts of there. So what do you think, why?
Yes, something happened in Croatian literature 15 years or 10 years ago, maybe 15, that we had some kind of break with the old generation, I think, of writers, not everybody who is old, but... sorry. But there was one break... Dasha,
I know you would like to get rid of me.
Dasha was young writer at that time. She started to write that Canada thesis. There was a kind of break with postmodernism and with a lot of things, although it still exists. But I think that new energy was opened in Croatia, and there was also some element with also the publishers industry, which is not now it is not such a good situation, but that was also some kind of emerging industry, not market, but and there was some kind of I don't know, fashion just to read Croatian book in some years after 2000. So everything of it connects with some moment which didn't happen in Slovenia and Serbia.
So we were sexy back then, and where is the sex appeal gone?
Is it gone? Of course.
Please. Generally speaking, I think Croatian literature lacks humor. Mm. And I don't know why that is. For example, the Serbs, of course, I'm generalizing, it's not clever to do that, but they have this sense of humor, of some kind of raw humor. And the Croats really don't have...
Because we are refined. Yourself.
well, the English are refined also, and they have a very refined sense of humor. So it's that really bothers me. And even when you have this black or dark humor, the readers and the readers, yes, perhaps, but many editors don't recognize it. So that's generally speaking, something that I think Croatian literature lacks. But good, I mean good literature, with humor, not...
But let's name. I think we should define our literature not per negazione, but what is in it, rather than what's not in it. Anyhow, I think I noticed in all those books, and I think it is very important that we are not represented here as with the middle of the road writers, you know. So all those authors are challenging, you know, and they challenge the reader. They want the reader to invest an effort, you know, that they are not easy. Those books are not easy books, which I think for this presentation,
this is easy,
of course. Yes. Thanks to yes, to the son. Yeah. But you're not an easy man, so we are kind of. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it was a brave thing to do, and I think it was a good thing to do. The other thing that I noticed in all those novels, except of course for Marcos, because he's an exception, no matter if they talk, as Dasha did, about the period of Second World War, or if they talk, as Marinko does in A Handful of Sand, about a couple who could live in England or in Spain or in Portugal or whatever, wherever, or if they talk, as Robert does, about the present tense in Croatia, about the period of time that is recognizable instantly, they all witness our present time, you know. So when Dasha writes about Second World War, she writes about this moment, about this particular moment, with its political application, with its historical application, so implication. And I think this is important. I think no matter how prejudiced we might be, no matter if there is a cliché out there, you're gonna get real Croatia in these books. So I would like you to ask some questions. I'm sure that this presentation was extremely interesting, of course. And I think there's also, I think this habit dates from 9th century old Croatian habit, that at least 3 or 4 questions from audience we expect. So please don't let us down. And the last thing that I would say is, you should buy the books, because this is a custom from 21st century, and you are rich people, wealthy people, you know, and there are many needy Croatian authors out there, you know.
I'd like to say something. Roman is, besides being an editor, and I think you should know this, he is an excellent writer, especially a short story writer with a very refined style, and so you have to know. You have to know this, I think.
Okay. Any questions here? I long to give this microphone to someone. I think Mr. Ambassador should ask the first question. This is something that we all. Yes. You wanted to ask.
I
do. I do.
I have no question. Thank you very much. I just want to apologize. I have a work to continue in the second shift tonight, and I wish you all the success. And I apologize to my name and Elena. We would really love to stay and follow you down to the end of the Z. Again, no questions, but I hope I'll see you next year on a second London Book Fair in Croatian stand. Thank you.
Okay, there's a question here.
There's a question over here.
Anna Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Raymond Lloyd, the editor of the Parity Democrat Westminster. A few years ago, Slovenia celebrated the 500th anniversary of the person who translated the Bible into Slovenian. Has there been a similar translation into Croat of the Bible? Because that certainly established the Slovenian language 450 or so years ago. That's the first question. The second question is, I've travelled frequently to Croatia, and certainly you have the most beautiful coastline in Europe. The question, though, which has worried me, and that is, has there been any history by Croatian authors of the dreadful massacre, 300,000 people in World War II, either novels or histories?
Massacre where?
Sorry?
Where? Massacre where?
In your camp, in Croatia.
You mean Jasenovac?
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know anything about the Bible.
Okay, you start with the Bible and then
up.
This book Karadžić
translated, by the way. Yep.
Yeltako. Yep. Yeltako. Right? And then after that, he is qualified for these biblical things.
He came from Canada.
So he almost united us, Serbs and Croats, because he translated the Bible for all of us, and it sounds mostly like Montenegrin, and maybe it'll be the basis for the new Montenegrin language, but now there are all kinds of translations of the Bible, Serbia and Croatia, the Protestants, the Catholics, the Pravoslavs, they're all doing it, you know, and anyway, they're having fun, and I wish them good luck. Yeah, of course, it's good for publishing business.
We have translation from 17th century, Bartol Kašić in Štokavian, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we should reverse, you know, they should speak, you know. Is that okay?
We do have translations of the books. Yeah, but we're talking
about the Bible now, not about the
Bible.
I know,
but
it's important to say.
I'm not going to ask about the Bible.
Because
it was said that there was no translation of Držić, for instance, but there is one.
Into English. Yeah, and into Italian as well.
That
into Italian as well.
I didn't say that there is no translation in English. I didn't say
that's
that.
Fine, but
I think gentlemen
got
the Bible.
May I ask about something that's completely not related to the Bible? I was interested in the small language, big language. I guess you can hear my first language isn't English either. I come with a small language background, and I wonder how much historic Croatian literature is available to young Croatian writers. To what extent Croatian writers are now enabled to be informed by and knowledge and engagement with their own literature, or whether it is in fact easier to go into a Croatian bookshop and buy an English or a French book rather than the big historic Croatian literature. So are Croatian writers today informed by Croatian literature, or are you like everybody else, really just informed by literature?
I think I kind of answered it yesterday when we were discussing some ask how much what was the question? I don't remember the question, but
just ask a question today.
Well, this was the part of my answer I seem to be stuck in, always in a yesterday. So
why did you take the microphone? There's still the microphone. I can
Again, I think it's very individual. We do have historical novels. We do have people who are very interested. Like, for example, Dasha, who will talk a lot later about her.
I didn't ask about historical novels, but...
He
asked whether why
historical writers like classics,
whether writers today read historical
like classics,
whether they know about Croatia.
It's similar like yesterday's question.
Yes. But me personally, I am on the side of those who think that we share not only our cultural heritage, which we do, of course, but even more so we are part of the a certain context which we in which we melt with all the others. And I feel myself as a participant of a certain moment in time and not being so much geographical. And perhaps I'm not that much... I'm not in a position to answer how much Croatian, all Croatian authors are present today, but I'm certain that they're quite available, and I'm certain that they do belong to the present times authors' readings. I certainly do. Yes, please.
Like this, I don't know whether this will answer your question, but after 1990, when the new Croatian state, national state, was established, there was this great euphoria of going back into time and into history. And many, almost you might say that on the market, since that was the government was right oriented, it was Tudjman's government, and it was the market was flooded with books going back into time, and there were many many books dealing with traditional Croatian history, Renaissance history, literature, and so on. So that was in my view, it was a sense of manipulation with culture, and it was so aggressively forced into schools, on the market, that today there is a tendency of it's like a boomerang of moving away from traditional Croatian culture, if you want, even history.
If I understand it correctly, but maybe I'm not, he was asking about like internal influences in literature in Croatian, and I would say I had it with Krleža, Marinković, and they are important writers for me, maybe because I was studying Croatian.
But they are modern writers.
Yeah, of course. I'm talking about that they are great historical writers for me, because they are dead. In the prose we have such influence from dead writers from beginning of 20th century, like Kamov and forward with Krleža to Marinković. Novak is like influenced Perić, he always said that, and especially there is of course a lot of other influences, but I would say especially in poetry, in modern poetry, I see the poets they are constantly reading poets from 30 or 40 years ago, and they are going some way. We could say in poetry that it is more obvious, I think.
Can I,
in modern poetry.
I have to thank this gentleman, because your question unleashed hell here, you know. Three authors answered it in three different manners, you know, and the fourth said, I disagree, you know. So there was just one last question here, then we're going to pass... We're gonna change the floor to the translators, you know, it's getting hotter.
Then we can ask questions.
Hi, I'm sorry, I don't want to extinguish the hell's fire, which is quite passionate. As is all the discussion, by the way, so it proves that Croatia has a lot of humor. I wanted to just ask Robert something. I just happened to be on a short vacation in the United States, and your book was everywhere. And it's coming back to what you asked about the like it or not statement of Croatian literature being sexy. What is actually meant, I think, also by your question, if I may interpret it, is there is a window of opportunity for Croatian, and I, as a European civil servant, see it as a window for European literature also in the United States. And I wanted to ask you, is it important for you that you're being, you know, you're going there tomorrow, how does it feel? And would you like to put the same emphasis on the European side of your book? Obviously, it has an angle that's very much linked to America, maybe more than ours. But you know, as a European, I think I was actually quite proud to be seeing this and to be thinking, wow, this is Croatia's going to be a member of the EU in no time, and here you are.
Robert is already there. You know?
Yes, yes. So that really made me proud.
Thank you,
but I didn't see it yet. You know, I will see how it looks like. But in USA, it's interesting. I had interesting feeling there that I didn't. They didn't treat my book like book from Croatia. And it is, I think, a little bit better for me, because in Europe, they know where are you, but they know that you are kind like relative from village, you know, something like that. And it is not good for the starting in Europe, you know, for the image of Europe. In America, you. When you come there, you lose that context, and you are just coming from Europe. And once they asked me in Germany, do I feel like European writer? I told them that I feel like European writer, when I'm in America. But in Europe, you feel like in edge of Europe very often, because it is about publishers industry, it is about media. And it is also about audience, and we are, it is not some kind of complaint, because we are in Croatia, we are the same. We will pick French or British or German writer, but we will not pick Slovakian writer, you know. And we were. I was writing very positive critiques about some Slovakian writer, and I know that he didn't succeed in the market, because if you write something like it to some other writer, a Croatian audience will react. But I don't talk. Don't talk about people who reads Slovakia. Book. But we don't also read Slovakian books. It is like a metaphor. We just think it is like, you know, it is not so hyped, so interesting.
But can I just
really
agree,
because I think that Eastern European writing, generally speaking, is sort of more. Is better for me, generally speaking, than Western European.
General, about us too.
There will be some fight soon. So Robert asked me, Robert, before I say bye bye and ask you again to give a very warm applause, because it's all Croatian custom and so on and so forth. Robert asked me, because his book is doing so good in United States, to celebrate it and for you to have a glass of wine there on his expense. So please give a very warm welcome to Marinko Košić, Robert Perišić, Dašo Drmić, and Matko Sršen. And me. And yes, and Susie is telling me, buy some books.